Hey everyone, this campaign is brought to you by Psychic Dolphin Garage. If you'd like to support us and our larger efforts to build a leftist community through tabletop role-playing games, head on over to patreon.com/psychicdolphingarage. And now, back to the show. Virus.
Welcome everyone to Psychic Dolphin Garage and happy International Labor Day, the true Labor Day. We don't recognize the shitty American one except for having a day off because that's what it's there for. I'm Dennis. I'm usually the editor and behind the scenes, but here I am today hosting and running a game of Cyborg with my lovely, lovely co-hosts. And I'll have them introduce themselves with their characters. So let's go to the top with Kelton.
Hey, everyone. It's me. I'm back to pester your ear holes and create lots of issues for Dennis with audio quality later on. But that's future Dennis's problem, not current GM Dennis's problem. I'm going to be playing a character named Trask, who is in this world of Cyborg, a discharged core killer, meaning this dude is just a tank. He's meant to soak up bullets. He has a remarkable amount of HP for the world. However, as we all know, in the world of Cyborg, that basically means he gets shot twice. Oh my. And somehow still barely be standing or need to die. The main thing to know about him is that he is a person who previously died due to an infestation, fell into something called a Psy Rage. And then when he came back, the core just wanted to kill him. So whereas in this world, everyone has debts, of course, that's no different with Trask. This guy, though, the core wants him dead, so no amount of creds is going to save him from that inevitable fate. It's a delightful time. Happy to be playing.
Wonderful. All right. Dredd.
Hey, howdy. I'm Dredd. And today I will be playing a young fella or young folk named Boof Duloc, spelled like it sounds, with emphasis. So Boof Duloc is a imposing, very large human being. Imagine kind of if your local neighborhood bully or the guy who works at the halal grocery down the store was stretched to immense proportions. He has a actually incredibly well-fitting, it's thrifted, but it could be tailored sport coat over a mesh shirt. He really does like mesh and how it feels on him. And he is scaly and pale and awful looking, but also deeply handsome. He is every single monster fucker's dream person.
Oh my god.
He's got unnatural eyes, scaly features. His skin looks kind of gray. There's a little bit of blood in his mouth at any given time. And he is what's called a shunned nanomancer. He has bonded with the nano infestations of this world. And he's become something of a psychic vampire of sorts. He also has 4 hit points. So he will be putting, right, his large size, he will be placing the tank in between him and danger quite often. And he also, he walks with kind of a weird little swagger, kind of swishes his hips. And he's a little bit pretentious, but he has zero ability to have any idea of what he's doing. He's very charismatic. He's very charming. He's a pretty good shot, but he is a dense motherfucker.
Duloc, like from Shrek?
Perhaps a little bit like Duloc is a perfect place, yes.
You said it's spelled as it sounds, so I'm imagining it's D-O-O-L-O-C-K.
Exactly.
Okay.
Remember, he actually can't spell, so...
So it's different every time. Exactly. It's like when English wasn't standardized yet.
Exactly. Boof's entire lifestyle isn't standardized.
That is going to be fun for me every time I enter your character name in the description.
Boof is very notably, by the way, in debt, not for himself, but because he has a friend who is hospitalized, somebody he trusts is hospitalized, and they have increasing medical bills.
Aww.
And he's too dumb to understand how a compound interest on a loan works.
Just keep paying the minimum, and eventually it'll be all paid off, right?
Yeah. That's how it works. Myself about my credit cards.
Right. Like, at some point, I will have paid how much I borrowed, and then, like,
you'll be good.
Right.
My student loans? Sure. I love how this, me and Boof, we don't live in the same time, but we have the same. It's almost as if we live in a dystopia. All right, Yonk.
Yeah, hi. My name's Daniel, or Yonk. My character that I'm playing is named Skitch, and I described it in our chat as that kid in Holes, if you've watched the movie or read the book, but that kid in Holes who shows up like at Act 3 and has like barely any screen time, but his name is Twitch, and he loves hot wiring cars. Like, he, that's all he does. That's all he thinks about. That is essentially my character. I guess I would be playing the equivalent of like a rogue in D&D. I'm like really good at stealth. I can go invisible. But for Cyborg, my like background is a gang goon. So I essentially lived as the booster in my chosen gang. And one day I got down into a deep dark hole of QAnon and an anonymous hacker collective, and gave them a shit ton of money to do something for me. And turns out it was all fake. It's not a real thing. And it ruined my life. And I got extricated from this gang. And so now I'm kind of like a booster for hire, essentially. And my name is Skitch, if I didn't say that already.
Wonderful. Now, just so that way then I know, was Skitch kicked out of a QAnon gang, or was Skitch kicked out of the gang because they were into QAnon?
No. I was in a leftist gang, and I fell down a deep dark hole where I was like,
became,
you know,
one
what?
Of those.
They've got some good points.
Yeah, they're one of those MAGA communists.
Yeah,
yeah. Black Cyberhammer.
And they were like, no, you're not about that life. And then they kicked me out.
One immutable truth is that even in this world, Black Hammer is still embarrassing us and everyone around them.
Well, not just going to be Black Hammer, but we'll get to that in a moment. All right. So that's everyone introduced. Let's get into this. In this year, 20XXX, even with automation implemented in the most mundane tasks, there are still some sectors of the workforce that require manual labor. One such job is silicon crocheting at the Silk Tech Factory, a technique for physically crocheting strings of microchips into sheets to be used for clothing, bio-augmented tissues, and other countless applications. Sure, silicon knit has a better drape and it flows nicely, and silicon weaving makes a sturdier material, but silicon crocheting just has dimension, a heft, and it conducts signal faster and is quicker and easier to repair if there's an issue. But us laborers are sick and tired of your starvation wages. We make the world go round while you greedy CEOs sit at the top of the tower raking in billions of creds every day. We don't stand for it anymore. Atop a bar stool at one of your usual after-work haunts, your coworker Miranda Santos shouts from the top of her lungs. You know, in the old days, they organized the workers. They banded together and they looked at their bosses in their disgusting faces and said, "You better pay us better or we're walking. We can do that. We're going to organize a strike. We're going to unionize." And you hear a cheer of agreement around you. Somewhere in the back of the bar, not a person you recognize as a worker at the Silktex factory, cheers along, saying, "Hear, hear. The workers have nothing to lose but their chains. Psy Red Order will help you in your struggles, comrade." Miranda smiles widely. A message goes out to your comm on the Work Whisper Network that tomorrow a strike will begin, and the CRO will be there for support.
Oh.
You can all mingle around in this bar for a little bit if you want, or we can go right to the next day.
I mean, I'm comfortable with cutting to the next day, mostly because my character can't eat or drink anything other than
just
water.
Sitting there politely.
I do want to point out, in our group, we have a plant that can't eat anything but water and a man that has to eat raw meat every 2 hours.
It really is sort of like, and you're not the Jordan Peterson one, and and Kelton's not playing the annoying vegan.
I know.
Well, it's why we're friends, because I know at base level he can't eat meat, so you know, it just won't work. Every 2 hours, it turns to let's look for another person, not our dynamic that we got going on.
And you just help along. You're
there.
Uh-huh. I actually would like to mingle a little bit, just get an idea. So,
for sure.
Boof is probably pretty popular in certain ways because, you know, boofing is always a fun activity. Mm-hmm. And he's gonna take out his little cooler. He keeps a little cooler on him. He can nibble on just a corner. He likes to call it steak, but he doesn't really know what it is. He buys it from a guy named Bob.
You got your steak guy.
Yeah, my steak guy. This steak very gamey. And he's just gonna try to talk up the people and see what the general mood is.
From the cheering and everything, you can see like a lot of people are like into the idea. You understand, like, you work at this same factory, that you understand the working hours are hard, and there's you certainly could be paid more creds, especially since you're trying to help out your friend. You know, you're getting maybe 5-6 creds a day while the CEO, she is literally raking in billions every single day. I really need to point out that Cyborg, the messaging is clear that this is really a dystopia where, like, yes, you are literally starving while the CEO is like, yeah, no, I'm fine. I'm okay for the rest of my life.
I enjoy this fantasy world that we can escape to.
It's, you know, it's wonderful. It's, I love
just the crazy, bizarre hypothetical that we can go in and check out.
It must be so difficult to struggle to eat, you know, to feed my family. What an escape.
I think that since I'm just kind of like a, I mean, average enough in build, probably only like 5'10 or so, because I mean, he's not like a strong average dude by any means, but he's been turned into a plant through infestation, so he's purple and green, but with the skin, and it all just kind of has, with the also fluorescent veins and the fibrous roots. Yeah. He doesn't really have like the approachability factor that I feel like Boof does by any means, and so I think I'm just going to be looking at whatever the equivalent of my phone is in the Work Whisper network to just be reading along, because I think that that's probably my preferred way of communication and getting updates.
Don't sell Trask short. You and Boof are probably just like just wingmen, just like dream team there, turning heads all the time, because there's a bunch of fucking weirdos who are into like kinky shit. You both sort of like fill that niche. But as you're scrolling through the Whisper Network, and as you, Boof, as you're listening to, you can see that there's a certain level of nervousness amongst everyone. Despite being very excited for this sort of idea that, like, oh yeah, we can make a change. It's like, we should be organizing this a little bit more. We can't just like go ahead and strike tomorrow. Maybe we should be worrying about this. And a couple of people are like, yeah, I don't know. I have to feed my kids, sort of thing. Lots of trepidation, but there's still excitement over the idea of potentially making a difference.
We're in a bar, right?
Yeah.
My character's kind of, are there windows?
They're dingy. Yeah. They're kind of high up, but yeah, there's windows.
My character's kind of, Skitch is sitting in a booth next to one of those windows, very keenly paying attention to the outside and clocking every single car that passes by, and just being like, oh, Jaguar, that's a nice car.
Not a Panther or something, some other. A Neo Jaguar, we can call it that.
Cyber Jaguar.
Yeah,
passes by.
Even more rare since they're extinct now. Yes.
Skitch is doing that while also kind of paying attention to like what's going on, but mostly focused on outside.
What's the general feel for the three of your characters? A lot of other people seem kind of excited about this prospect, but what do your own individual characters feel in this moment?
This is going to draw attention, and attention in Psy Central means that the core will be involved and the core may get deployed to try and quell anything. And I'm not sure if in universe if there's like a past history of corporations crushing worker things, but I would assume that kind of thing would exist.
There's not a terrible amount of lore in Cyborg, but we can kind of venture a guess.
So I think my own outlook on this would be one of definitely wanting to make sure that there's infrastructure in place and getting very worried that people may not know like what they're getting involved in, because with my character's past history, I used to be the boot that was stepping on people, and so I know that it could be a more violent fight than people at the quilting factory might be ready for.
I should mention that a lot of your coworkers, it's a weird mix of people where it's a bunch of kind of tough looking people like yourselves, and then just like some moms, grandmas, like
cyber moms.
Yeah, I mean, they're Psy moms, but you know, they're you know, they got like an augment here or there.
Are there Psy dilfs?
Yeah, there's a couple dilfs there too, but like, you know, you're like just a lot of like regular old normcore people, like the kind of whatever kind of like person who would own an Etsy store now, but there. Not tough looking folks. they're drinking mimosas at 6 p.m. because they don't know how to order any other sort of drink.
Skitch, without breaking eyesight from the exterior just like shouts out, remember, you don't have these conversations in front of management.
You hear someone say, hear, hear.
Boof is the kind of guy who, he's nominally a lefty. He likes workers' collectives and everything. He'd like to get paid more. He doesn't really understand theory that much. He's tried to read Marl Carx, but it didn't work out so well because of his, you know, dyspepsia. And he does decide, basically, like, he's settled into the kind of guy who anytime anything seems vaguely suspicious or he just doesn't like or agree with anything, he just calls it an op. Oh, this is an op. You know, that's an op. The guy down at the salami store, that's an op. He's an op. He's a psyop. Uh-huh. The guy who gave me a parking ticket, well, clearly a psyop.
Yeah. Like, even though that, like, not a psyop, that literally is a police officer. That is their job, to be right, an asshole.
That's a psyop.
Yeah, it's a psyop. It's a psyop because it's inconvenient for you.
Right. It's everything to him is either biphobia or a psyop. Uh-huh. Those are the two ways he understands personal inconveniences to him.
In this fantasy world, such a, you know, a character that's so far out there, it's hard for me to relate to.
Right.
Or envision what possibly could have been inspiration.
And real quick, before anyone gets upset, if anything happens to me personally, the player, that is biphobia. So, okay. So I just want to make that very clear. And if you're mad at my character for thinking everything's an op, you're a psyop.
I'm glad that you cleared that up for us, Dredge.
It's a psyop, but C-Y-O-P, you know, because on brand.
Exactly. Yep. Thank you.
We're going to move on to the next day. There is a mechanic for rolling for the next day, but I'm not going to do that today.
Oh, thank you.
Not for this day, because I don't want everything to accidentally just...
We wake up alive, one day free, oh baby.
I fucking read that, and God, the stuff that could happen is horrible.
Yeah, for anyone wondering who hasn't played Cyborg, but listening to this, first off, thank you. Secondly, this is a cruel and unforgiving game. This is a game where you come out and you're like, ah, this is a delightful, fun time flittering around among the butterflies. This is like asteroid crashes into a building. Your family died. Mm-hmm. Move on.
Yonk's character in our session zero just completely obliterated from things.
Oh, yeah.
Completely out of their control.
Which is surprising, because I thought all of us would die, but it was just me.
And my dog.
I got one shot.
R.I.P. Jenko and Jenko 2.
In a way, it was more psychologically damaging.
Yeah, for Captain's character.
The next day happens, and it's pretty quiet in Psy in this sector of the city. In my mind, the city is a little bit more like Los Angeles, with its like weird rivers that run through it that are actually dry or full of like disgusting water. And the central part is where you don't want to be, because it feels like an asteroid has hit there. At least in my time in being Los Angeles, it feels awful. Don't want to get stuck in downtown. It's awful. But you're on one of these outskirts where the textile factories are, and you all sort of straddle up to the factory as you normally would, and there are people outside protesting. Miranda is there. She's got a megaphone shouting different protest slogans and having everyone cheer on with her. And the factory doors have not opened, and everything seems kind of quiet. No one has actually reached inside except for some secretaries that you can see. Because the doors are these like gigantic glass doors, so you can see the interior of the ground floor. And the secretaries are sitting there looking a little nervous, wondering what's actually going on. But yeah, you and a couple of other coworkers are out there just cheering. Well, I don't know if you all are cheering, but your coworkers are cheering on, happy to be protesting. And there's a couple of people all clad in red and black who you can recognize. You recognize one of them as one of the people from the CRO from the night before, and they're there holding protest signs and things like that.
No reason not to trust these guys. None. Zero whatsoever.
Boof is going to slowly look and just kind of like, he's just kind of trying to empath. He's an empath, of course. Yeah. Not very empathic. He empathically understands.
Because you're bisexual.
Exactly. He is a bisexual vampire. Yeah. He's going to empathically sense that, people are tense and excited.
God damn it.
Great deduction.
He's also going to try to empathically sense if anyone wants to trade a gun for some stuff. He really wants a gun.
Now is the moment, the perfect time during a protest. No better time than to barter.
So as you continue, your coworkers continue to chant and cheer, you can see a helicopter come in. It's a bright pink helicopter, like dazzling. It's quite different from the very drab outside. Everything is dirty and dingy. And it lands on the top of the building. The building, I should say, by the way, is a bit like a layer cake. It towers up and then it goes a little smaller and smaller. And the very top is a giant sphere in the shape of a ball of yarn with a crochet hook sticking at the top of it as an antenna. Another very Los Angeles sort of thing. So I'm very proud of that.
I was about to say, Web Fail's son got this commission to put on top.
It's an LA feature back in the 30s to have things like a burrito-shaped building or a donut-shaped building. And what do you do there? You sell burritos. You sell donuts. Right. What do you do here? You sell crochet things. Well, this helicopter lands, and you all know this is the CEO, Jennifer Hales. Everyone is aware that, because it's known that this is how she arrives. And you can see just the tiniest little speck of a woman look down over the sides. You swear that you could see her dazzling blonde hair flowing in the wind as she looks over, and her like purple power suit shines in the sunlight. And then she calmly walks back from the edge, and you don't see from her again. But immediately you hear blaring alarms just buzzing everywhere.
He can't really help it. He's just this way. But under his breath, Boof goes, "Yeah, slay."
I understand.
Upon hearing the alarms, Skitch has been down this route many times, and they immediately look for places to hide / methods of leaving.
If you're going to hide, go ahead and roll a d20 for me. And oh my god, I can't remember the name of the
agility.
Yeah, agility. That's it.
Oh god, that's horrible. 5.
Okay, you hide behind like a trash can that does not have a lid on it.
Okay.
And you're a little bit taller than this trash can.
I'm not crouching at all. I'm just standing.
No, you're just like, I'm fine. Just sort of shifting side to side, and like, I work here, but I don't know. I didn't know about this.
Oh, this trash is very interesting.
So as these alarms are going off, and you see like you hear like the klaxon and the siren. The siren is pink and purple.
On brand as always, Miss Hales. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing about Jennifer. She wants to make sure that it is very thematic, very on brand. And out comes from the front of the building these giant double glass doors are people clad in bright pink body armor and bulletproof vests and helmets and things, holding bright pink guns, and you recognize these as the Pinkytons.
Oh my god. Nice.
A well-known mercenary group who have been known to get involved in labor disputes. And make sure that they don't go much farther than that. And immediately your coworker Miranda just starts gunning forward for one of them and tries to clock them. And the CRO members also just start coming forward. They have like clubs and things, and everyone starts fighting.
Oh shit. Okay. Can I see if I recognize any of the Pinkytons or anyone there?
Go ahead. Go ahead and roll for.
That'd be knowledge, I guess.
Yeah, knowledge, I guess, would be the best one.
That sounds like a good roll.
Let me lay it out here. I rolled a 3, and I have a -3 to knowledge.
Oh yeah, pretty good.
You know, it's a big group. You might have seen some of these people before, but you know, you don't even remember if you were a Pinkyton. You might have been some other sort of mercenary group.
Cool.
Can I see if I've slept with any of them?
Oh my god.
Just in case.
Go with a knowledge.
I'm very good at that. I have a. Well, that would be a -2 total.
Okay, well, you're such a slut that you're pretty sure you probably have slept with them, but there's absolutely no way that you remember.
I was going to say, it's a copy-paste answer. Like, it's a pretty big group. You're pretty sure that maybe...
You probably slept with some of them.
Skitch behind this trash can mutters like, "I've got this," and pulls out a Pepsi in preparation to defuse the situation. But I'm still behind the trash can.
One of those like anime Pepsis.
Yeah. Cyber Pepsi.
Cyber Pepsi.
Can I check out the street and see if there's any form of like a sewer grate or anything maybe that would have access to like an underground tunnel?
Go ahead, and that would be also, you know, I'm going to say roll agility for me because you are going to have to try and sneak around a lot of these Pinkytons.
Sure. Oh, okay. Well, I rolled a 10, so that's a 10 with the modifier.
No, you didn't see anything. You were not quite able to get around any of them, but you did not get engaged in any combat with any of them either. You were safe enough to get around, but you are seeing a lot of your coworkers and a lot of these CRO members start to get their heads bashed in. A few of your coworkers did come with guns, though, and like other forms of weapons.
Boop is checking out, seeing if there's anything that can get picked up along the way.
Yeah, Boop's just like, did anyone drop any like ancient revolvers? You know, like he's just keeping an eye out.
Real take a penny, leave a penny attitude. Just right. Like leave a busted cyber deck, pick up a gun.
Yeah, I will trade them as they lie bleeding in the street. Like, come on.
Well, yeah, you're not a monster. You're going to do a fair trade.
Right, exactly.
Is this just like a huge brawl that's happening?
Yeah, there's like, about 25 okay. people on each side in the middle of this sort of brawl. Gotcha. It's like, it's pretty big.
What is the like front doors to this factory
look they like? Are unguarded at the moment. Like, everyone seems to be a little distracted.
So you're saying we could make some money?
You potentially. We could work. There's a lot of things that you could do.
We could cross the line. No,
I don't think that's a good idea. I don't know a lot, but I have been told that when you're... I mean, that sounds like PSYOP behavior.
All right, the plan is we role play for the next 8 to 10 hours in this factory.
Manual labor.
I'm going to try at that point, then, if there's not like a underground way of getting in, I'm going to try and signal to Skitch and to Boof that we should all try and meet together. So let's all pick the specific area for the three of us to be.
You could, let them know on your comm.
Sure.
Just like a quick little text message. Yeah.
Sketch, do you want to meet by the front door or by the trash can that you're... that I can see you behind?
Well, my taxi's right over there. We can meet there and we can just like battering ram into this thing.
I like that plan. I head immediately to Skitch.
Okay.
You've had worse ideas, Skitch.
As you all are discussing this and heading towards the taxi, you notice that one of the Pinkytons has Miranda in a, well, not just one, there's about like five of them. They have her held down and they begin dragging her into the building, and they are followed by the CRO member that you saw last night, the one who...
He calls something a PSYOP enough times, you're eventually going to be right.
Well, no, he looks to be chasing after them.
Well, maybe that's the PSYOP of all PSYOP.
Yeah, yeah.
Still correct.
Reverse PSYOP.
How far away is this from us?
Your taxi. Skitch doesn't sound like they're the best driver or parker, so they weren't able to get somewhere super close, but not too far, maybe about 200 feet away from the front of the doors.
Skitch, can you ram into that direction if you're gonna ram it?
Yeah, is that the plan?
You're the one with the plan here. I'm the one with -3 knowledge, so I'm not the one making the plan right
and
now.
And I'm the one looking for fallen guns on the ground. I want to make that very clear.
I hop in the driver's seat and I open the passenger door. Get in. And then I crank the car and it goes.
I want to point out, I have heard things make better noises.
Oh, thank God. I thought we were going to have to hop out and push start this. Get to battering speed.
So I just want to point out, so Boof is like daintily climbing into the back seat, like 1 foot at a time.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Just like, okay. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think if anything, I'm going to be apologizing to Skitch because there's like going to be dirt and sewage now just following me from where I've been sitting in the front seat.
Skitch, I need you to roll drive for me because you might run into some of your coworkers.
Oh no. Skitch.
Would that just be a straight D20 or?
Yeah, that's a D20, and then whatever your agility.
Oh, 17.
You are able to weave around a lot of your coworkers and some.
I know
of
how
their,
to drive.
Yeah, and some of their bodies that are on the ground because they were some of these like plant moms and plant dads have been bashed in by some Pinkytons.
Goddamn.
Unaware that this was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But you go ahead and crash right into these glass doors.
It occurs to Boof suddenly that he didn't need to get into the car for them to ram it. this was like, in fact, almost completely a silly activity.
I mean, how self-aware is Boof?
You know what? You're right. Never mind. He's just like, wow, I'm glad I didn't get a concussion. Great driving, dude.
The I was going to say, is like, he seems like he's self-aware ex post facto.
Yeah.
He's like, oh,
this he knows what those words mean.
Yeah. So as you ram into the doors and you kind of scuttle your way out, making sure not to get any glass on any of you, you see the Pinkertons go into a downward elevator, taking Miranda down, and you notice the CRO member taking the stairs upward. And the stairs and the elevators are over to the left of the entrance. The entrance is on the south side of the building. And in the center are the rows of desks for the secretaries, who you can see cowering under, quite scared and afraid. And suddenly CRO members and some of your other protesters are funneling their way in past the Pinkertons.
Hell yeah, you did it, Sketch. You made the opening. That's great. I think we've now crossed this point of no return, I think is what it's called. So... This is great. Should we try and go get Miranda first, or should we try and follow that CRO person up the steps?
In theory, they're in the same direction, right?
Well, he went upstairs. She went down in an elevator with the guards.
So. Oh, so he is a psyop.
Again, jury's still out on that. The jury is now divided, I feel. Like, you're slowly gathering votes. But I want to go after Miranda, but I definitely don't want to leave y'all in the middle of a fight.
Nah, Sketch like jumps out the car and goes, that woman is the love of my life, and chases after Miranda.
What the?
plot development. I sincerely hope she knows that too.
You know what? We'll roll for that later. So Sketch, you run your way over there to the elevator and you get a big, huge access denied on the pad. It says security clearance alpha.
As the combat has gone from like escalated tensions of a strike to now this is straight up building infiltration and now extraction. This is the bread and butter that Trask is a part of. Like, this is just what he did with the core. So as he's going into the action mode, I want him to be able to reveal the prototype smart assault rifle with grenade launcher that he has. He's not trying to hide it. It's just out in the open now.
Man, you have a gun?
Yo, where'd you get that?
I've always had this.
It just came out of his chest.
Yeah, just the dirt cavity that exists inside.
Am I the only one who doesn't have a gun?
Well, I don't have a gun.
The important thing is that I hopefully will be the only one getting shot. Uh-huh. It's not the size of the gun you carry, it's the size of the caliber you can take.
Yeah.
It's the size of the target you make yourself to be when you have a gun.
Precisely. Thank you, Sketch.
I put out my hand and I like rest it on their gun and I'm like, not now, brother. And I pull out my is this an electronic lock or a...
Yes, from what you can deduce it is.
Cool. As a Gangoon, I have the B&E talent. Mm-hmm. And I can pick electronic and physical locks.
Okay, go for it.
That is a knowledge DR10. Shit. I don't pick the lock.
Okay. What did you roll?
I rolled an 8.
Okay. Well, do you have a plus to anything?
Yeah, that's what the modifier. Oh, yeah. Okay. The descriptor for this is it's a D10 agility or knowledge for electronics.
It probably doesn't break it though, right?
Well, as you go ahead and fail to pick the lock, it says access denied and it says security alpha 2.
All right. I start to fully get primed right now for what's going to be happening.
Yeah, I'm going to hide a little bit just so I don't get shot as much.
Sure.
Are you with them or are you back over in the fray as the Pinkertons and your...
Oh no, I climbed into the back of the car.
No. Yeah, they've left. Everyone's left the car.
We jumped and gone out,
over to
yeah.
the...
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm not splitting this fucking party.
Okay, so there's like a couple of potted plants that you can hide behind.
Yeah, I love me a potted plant.
Can we dash over to the stairway area and then get into the stairway? To start going downstairs? Because then...
The stairs only go up.
Interesting. Okay, I like that. Well, it feels like we're about to get swarmed out in the open, or we can try and fight our way going up the stairs and then try and take a hostage or try and do something to get access to the elevator and go down the stairs. Mm-hmm. Just want to make sure that that's cool with everyone, that we're like that we're again crossing any lines now, because we crash into a building, that's one thing, you know, property damage. I'm about to start, you know, saying that maybe we start taking human beings and then we see where that leads us.
Do you
us.
Think I haven't killed a person before?
Actually, Boof, go ahead and roll a knowledge.
Knowledge, the thing I'm the worst at. Doesn't matter. Natural 20.
Oh, yeah.
As you asked that question, if you could eat someone before you leave, you scanned the room and you remembered that there were a couple of juicy looking secretaries just sort of towering, very easy targets. They've already been killed.
Oh, no.
And there are CRO members over them with like bloody knives and bats and things.
Why did y'all do that? What end does that serve at the very least? Why?
They were getting in the way of the plants. If we were to go up or down.
How do we go up now? How do we go up now? This door, this elevator is locked. The stairs only go up. So how do we go down? You explain it to me, genius. You're the one that killed two people that were excited to watch whatever is coming up next on Cyber Hulu.
I knew you were ops.
Why?
They were just getting in the way of the plan. So, there's what's no way the plan? Other...
How do we go upstairs?
Well, the stairs still work.
Go for it. Go upstairs.
Okay, one of them, they're like, fine, I will.
And wait, then what's the plan? Upstairs. I yell.
How the fuck?
They just take the stairs up.
I need to know the plan.
I'm sorry, Boof. I messed up. I got confused about upstairs and downstairs. They mentioned the fact that they can, in fact, go upstairs, which, to their credit, they can go upstairs, having killed these secretaries.
It's okay, my friend. I get confused about up and down a lot, too.
Just real lost the forest for the trees kind of moment here. Okay, I'm going to see if there's any other people standing over any other dead secretaries. Is there a plan for going down? Anyone know how to go downstairs?
I could try the lock again, but...
Maybe you could try the lock one more time, if you'd like.
Okay, yeah, I'll try the lock one more time. Guys, I'm in. With a 19.
Oh, never a doubt. All right, resume killing the secretaries, I suppose. We're the good guys. Let's not forget.
I want to point out, killing secretaries is op behavior. It is! They're making us look bad.
I completely agree.
So, in that case, we should go pose the secretaries as if they died of natural causes.
Yeah, just hide the stab wounds. Yeah.
Like, what's the natural cause suggestion for in the midst of a strike slash uprising?
Stroke. They must have had a stroke.
Oh, yeah, that classic stroke. That guy had 37 strokes into the chest repeatedly.
I'm standing by the unlocked door looking at Boof. Putting dead secretaries into office chairs.
Yeah, I'm posing them. I do one of them. I move their facial features so it's like, I had a stroke. I say that out loud. Do you think they'll buy it?
No.
Boof.
Oh, okay.
Literally staging dead bodies to make something else look like something else happened is an op. You just did the definition of an op yourself.
No. I'm reverse opping.
And that's where we'll stop this week's episode of Psychic Dolphin Garage's PDG RPG. Come back next week for another fantastic campaign episode. Until next time.